USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democrats appear to be losing their battle to call witnesses in President Trump's Senate impeachment trial. House Manager Zoe Lofgren.
This trial should not reward the president's really unprecedented obstruction by allowing him to control what evidence you see and what will remain hidden.
Lamar Alexander and Lisa Murkowski are among the Republicans who say they'll vote no on calling witnesses. Former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly is quoted as saying, "A trial without witnesses is only half a trial." Former National Security Advisor John Bolton's new book explains there was a meeting in May where the president told him to call Volodymyr Zelensky and urge him to meet with Rudy Giuliani to discuss investigations of Hunter and Joe Biden. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
United, Delta, and American are among the airlines that have moved to cut or suspend flights to and from China because of the coronavirus. A new travel advisory has raised the travel warning for China. The State Department is telling Americans not to travel there. More evacuation flights are being planned for Americans from Wuhan next week. There are now 213 deaths and more than 9,800 cases of the virus reported in China. A cruise ship is now in the clear for the coronavirus after two passengers get sick with a mysterious illness. USA's Robin Walensky reports.
Close scrutiny of passengers on an enormous Costa cruise ship in Italy fears two people on board may have come down with the coronavirus, but the health ministry in Italy claims tests show they do not have it. Around 6,000 people on board this ship, the cruise line run by Miami-based Carnival.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Amazon Prime continues to grow, as USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Amazon's Prime business growing to more than 150 million subscribers. The figure is a huge step up from the 100 million it announced in 2018. And this is despite an increase in Prime membership fees from $99 to $119 a couple of years ago. According to CEO Jeff Bezos, Prime members watched twice the number of hours of original movies and TV shows on Prime Video in the fourth quarter as compared to the previous year, though the company would not provide more info on that viewing. The company is saying in the last 3 months, it's earned roughly $3.3 billion profit on sales of $87.4 billion, both of which smashed Wall Street expectations.
A woman who accuses President Trump of raping her in the 1990s is now asking for a DNA sample from him. Lawyers for E. Jean Carroll serve notice for the president to submit a sample before March 2nd in Washington for analysis and comparison against unidentified male DNA on the dress Carroll claims she was wearing during the encounter. A lab report shows several other people were tested and eliminated. President Trump was asked about Carroll and the allegations in June.
It's a totally false accusation. I have absolutely no idea who she is.
Carroll filed a defamation lawsuit against the president in November after he denied the allegations. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.